You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has opened its doors for another day and another week, so it's time for the opening with myself, Lindsay Williams. Let's start with the diary, and it's a pretty busy diary this week, I must say. Let's start with South Africa and economics releases coming out. The leading business cycle indicator data for April will be published on Tuesday. The leading indicator posted 3.7% month-on-month growth in April, following an upward revised 2.2% in March. So we're looking forward to that one, because it can be a leading indicator. Many indicators are retrospective. This one is a leading one, hence the name. CPI, that's consumer price inflation, will come out on Wednesday. The BER inflation expectation survey is out as well, so inflation very much to the fore. And of course, we've got the South African Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee starting their meeting on Wednesday, concluding it on Thursday with a decision on rates, which is expected to be unchanged despite what has happened last week and the call for a little bit of loosening. Despite that, it's going to be unchanged, and we'll hear about that on Thursday around about 3 o'clock, 3:15. Let's go now to the corporate scene and start with South Africa, but also America will come later, but goodness me, there's a lot going on there. The Anglo-American stable will be in focus this week, with operational reviews expected for the second quarter of 2021. Guidance for diamonds, copper, platinum group metals, iron ore and nickel expected to be around about unchanged. But anyway, watch out for Anglo-American. BHP Group will publish a fourth quarter 21, full year 21 production report. So that's one to watch, the world's biggest diversified miner. Vodacom is expected to release a trading update for the first quarter 2022. And there's a few AGMs, and that's about it. It's important from a commodity perspective what's going on this week. In America, so far about 80% of US companies that have reported their second quarter 21 results have exceeded expectations. This week, several big names are scheduled to release their results. American Airlines companies, United Airlines, American Airlines themselves, and Southwest Airlines will publish their numbers. They've probably got a really big spike back. We've got Philip Morris. We've got Netflix. Massive, massive number that's going to be. Johnson & Johnson at the other end of the scale. Growth versus value. Johnson & Johnson coming out with their numbers, expected to record a 38% increase in earnings per share. Coca-Cola is coming out, American Express, AT&T, Microsoft, Twitter, and so it goes on. So the United States is going to be on tenterhooks ahead of all those big companies reporting. Let's have a look at the spot prices now, if we can, and have a look at what happened on Friday to start with. Dow Jones, a little bit soggy, actually. It was down just over 0.8%. S&P down 3/4. NASDAQ down 0.8%. So there was no sectoral shifting between growth and value, between the S&P and the NASDAQ or anything else going on. It was across the board selling, more or less in the same increments. This morning, the Rand, well, it was around 14.44 about an hour ago. It's now pushing 14.50 against the US dollar. The British pound against the Rand is 19.88. The Euro Rand is 17.07. And the euro dollar is 117.80. And so don't put everything down to domestic issues with this small amount of rand weakness. Put it down also to the fact that the US dollar is stronger by about 0.25%. British pound against the US dollar, the cable is 137.20. The pound coming under pressure there. The gold price is 18.06, which is down $9 an ounce. Platinum is down $14 an ounce to 10.93. And palladium is $2,630 an ounce, which is barely changed. Well, let's be precise. It's down $3.50. The oil price is definitely under pressure today. And it's sort of a theme that started last week with Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates coming out with a proposal to increase production. Anyway, West Texas crude, $70.56 per barrel, which is quite a big move, down 1.75%. And Brent crude oil is 1.75% weaker at $72.38 per barrel. The US 10-year Treasury yield, well, because it's risk-off Monday, the safe haven assets, so-called, are in favour. Look at this thing. 1.28% for the US 10-year. The S&P futures, yeah, they were 0.2% weaker at 6 o'clock this morning, now over 0.5% weaker. So it's definitely risk-off, 4,294. The CRB commodity index, 225, let's call it 226. It's just below 226, so slightly weaker from Friday. The Bitcoin price, It's been sort of dribbling lower for about 48 hours now. 31,622. That's only a quarter of a percent in the last 24 hours. The South African 10-year bond yield is 8.975% at the moment, which is the yield slightly higher, and that's tracking that weaker rand. On the JSE Securities Exchange this morning, and specifically its Stock Exchange News Service feed, I've got Woolworths coming out at 7:05 this morning, impact of civil unrest in South Africa on Woolies, and trading update for the 52 weeks ended 27th of June. The share price, not doing much, down 0.4% at the moment. That's the first bit of news that came out. And after that, no, nothing at the moment, but we'll keep an eye on that and speak about any more announcements with Nick Kunze from Sanlam Private Wealth on the 5 o'clock shadow, and also David Shapiro, of course, on a Monday with Shapiro World. Okay, what have been the movers and shakers on the JSE this morning? In the first, 40 minutes of trading, and bear in mind my screen is 15 minutes delayed. On the upside, Vodacom up a quarter of a percent ahead of its numbers coming out later this week. Motus up 0.2%, Resilient flat, and AVI flat as well. So really very, very skinny on the gainers front. On the downside, though, completely different. We've got Karoo down 6.5%, Anglo Gold Ashanti down nearly 3%, Textainer down nearly 3% as well, and Hammerson down 2.8%. But bear in mind, these are really, really early dealings, people getting back to their desks and reading the news and seeing what's going to happen. But I think those leaderboards will change later on. The two major indices that we have a look at, JSE All Share Index, not a great start to the week, 1.2% weaker at 65,735, and the Top 40 Index, 1.25% down to just, 59,687. So a nervous start, Rand hitting 1450 as we speak. That was the opening. I'm Lindsay Williams. I'll be back with Shapiro World and the 5 o'clock shadow later today. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.